This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 243. Our three keys IELTS strategies. They really work. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, find out what one Three Keys student said about her reading test practice before and after the Three Keys system, and find out why our strategies actually work.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing good. I feel like I have some energy this morning because I went for a run.
Went for a nice run. Yeah, that's good. You know, exercise really does help the mind. I had some crazy sprints I had to do this week in my cardio kickboxing class. I thought my heart was going to explode.
Cool. Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I know that last year when I had my knee surgery, I said that I was going to try and do triathlon, but you know what? I'm just going to play soccer again. I miss it so much.
You got to do what makes you happy. I mean, the idea of running a triathlon is really cool.
Yeah.
But then if you're not happy when you're training for it, what's the point?
I know, like I've never been a swimmer. I can swim, but it doesn't feel like exercise. I don't look forward to it. I can't listen to podcasts while I swim. So it's like, and it's like solitary.
No, I think one thing I'm learning as I'm getting older is I just don't care what people think. I don't care what I should do anymore. I just want to do what I want to do. Like last night, some friends of mine, we were having dinner and they wanted to go out to a concert, and the concert wasn't going on until like 11, and I just like, forget it. I don't want to go. You know, I just didn't want to go. Like normally I may have gone, right? Being young,
right,
wanting to go along with the crowd, but I just don't care anymore.
I know. Totally. I'm the same way. Seriously. I go to bed at 8 o'clock sometimes, just, you know, because I'm like looking forward to waking up super early the next morning, because I know I will.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to get like so much done and feel so great the next day.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, before I would have been like embarrassed, even if I'm by myself, I would have been embarrassed to go to bed that early.
I know. It's like, who's watching right now? But still.
I know.
That's kind of the freedom of moving into your 30s. It feels good. It's good. It's a good, like, inching into, like, who we're supposed to be. So.
Totally.
Yay for that.
Freedom. Yay.
And that means that we can read whatever we want, right, Jessica?
Exactly. So don't be shy if you like to read comic books, because they're supposed to be for like 12-year-olds. You can read whatever you want.
Yeah.
We are actually talking about reading today. There was a post in our Facebook group that it's adorable and it's awesome, and we wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and read that. She says, "Hi everyone, I am practicing the reading module using the course strategies, and believe me, I am so surprised that each and every word that Jessica had said in the course and the words that she says on the podcast about how to find the answers are true," in all caps with lots of exclamation marks. "All the answers are always either in the first two lines or in the last two lines, which I never knew before joining the course."
Wow.
"The only thing we just need is to trust the system, and," in all caps, "it actually works."
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Then she finishes by saying, "I'm feeling confident about the reading module now. Thanks again, Three Keys System."
Oh, so cool. Wow. I love that quote. I'm going to have to reach out to that student and say thank you. You know,
I mean,
that's fantastic. So this is how we know, you know, in a few episodes back, we talked about being stuck behind a wall, being blocked and not knowing the way forward. And this is when we get into a system that it's been proved to work. Like, people have actually gone ahead and gotten the scores they need, and they're saying these things inside the Facebook group. We can feel confident just investing in that and going forward with that.
Exactly. And what she's talking about is our specific strategies for matching headings to paragraphs. So obviously the answers are not all in the first two lines and last two lines for all the questions, guys. There are specific strategies for each, you know, different kind of question, like matching headings and true, false, not given. And so this is a specific strategy for one question type. And like she said, she never knew this before joining the course. So there are very valuable tips and tricks that you can only find in the course. And, you know, that's not the whole part of the strategy for finding matching headings to paragraphs. But again, like, she didn't know this before joining the course. And then another student responded in a comment that says, "It certainly does. Yesterday I took the exam and this technique helped me to find all the answers in matching headings to paragraphs question type."
Excellent. And we know that that is one of the hardest parts of the reading test, right? That's really one of the things that, trips people up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So knowing these special strategies that I've developed for the most difficult question types like this actually turns this question into the easiest question type. This question type, and we talk about this in the course, it should be actually the fastest one. Mm. So you have extra time for the more difficult ones like true, false, not given, and yes, no, not given.
Yeah.
Because you do, you know, not every question is created equal. Some are easy, some are hard. You do need to know, for example, which answers will be in order, what question types are easier that way, because you don't have to backtrack in the passage. You just keep moving forward to find answers. So there's a bunch of knowledge and information here that you can only get in the course, but it's all laid out in simple, easy to understand steps.
If you're ready to get started with the three key strategies and you want a free 3-video series, go to allearsenglish.com/insider to get just a taste of our strategies and how effective they are. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider.
Yeah. And the thing I love is that it's not even just about knowing these little secrets that we do teach you in the course. It's also about knowing them, understanding them on a deeper level, and then practicing them through the exercises that we give you, right? Because in each part of the course, you introduce the strategy and then you have them do practice exercises. And then we have another video where you review the answers to the practice exercises. So it's the whole process of every day sitting down and doing these. It's going to get you the score you need. It's not just grabbing a secret and a tip and a trick here, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. you need all the information laid out in front of you. And the most helpful part is after the practice, when you watch the video lecture where I talk about the answers and where the answers are, why they're the answers, that's really the most helpful part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You try it yourself and then you work backwards. And that's a lot of our methodology for the course, is this taking what we want and working backwards from there, like looking at what the examiner's needs to give you a 7 or 8 and then working backwards from there to give you guys the skills. It's the same here. Like sometimes for the listening test, for example, it's really, really, really helpful to, if you have a practice test book, for example, don't do the practice test. Fill in the answers first. Like, don't even try to get the answers. Fill in the answers first and then look at the tape script. Don't even listen yet. Just look at the audio script and see why they're the answers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, see what the parallel expressions are. You can see for yourself that the answers are always next to those keywords. You can figure out what the keywords are. I mean, it's so useful to work backwards, to approach things from a different direction that you wouldn't normally think of.
Yeah. Part of like really nailing this IELTS kind of endeavor is getting smarter about the way we take an exam. You know, I think I'm still getting a lot of questions from students who are interested in our course, but they're asking about, you know, one-on-one tutoring Skype sessions. And we do offer that as part of the VIP package, but in order to do that, first you need to learn our strategies. And I think a lot of our listeners may be missing the key piece, which is learning the strategy first.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we all of the information is in the course already, and I'm not going to waste my time saying something that I've already recorded and given you practice for, because that's something you should know.
Yes.
The reason why our VIP sessions and our power hours are useful is because these students have already studied.
Yes.
They've already completed these modules, done some practice, and now they're able to ask personalized questions about how the strategies work for them and how they can apply their own, like personality, their own skills into the test to get the scores that they need.
Yeah.
And that's, they can't ask those questions before doing the course.
Exactly. It's just a much smarter way of learning. And I think it's a new way of learning now that we have the internet and we have the ability to learn through video lectures. I mean, this is just a new way. I think that we need to get out of the old mentality that we're going to sit down one-on-one and the teacher is just going to regurgitate everything to our face on Skype. And somehow that's going to give us a sense of security. But no, what's going to give us a sense of security is sitting down, learning the strategy first, and then going and asking the appropriate questions, you know, making the best use of our time.
Exactly. It's the idea that nobody can do the work for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have to do the work yourself. You have you have to discover this understanding yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't just put this knowledge in your head and you get it. It doesn't work that way. Like, we have to go through explanations and small skill building up to these larger skills, you know, step by step. So you have a strong fundamental base of the skills. And then you have a strong fundamental understanding of how to apply those skills. And then you practice. And then you could come to me and we could work on fine tuning it to get you the highest score possible.
That's it. That's the non-lazy way to do things, but the smart way to do things. I think it's a little bit lazy just to jump on Skype with a teacher immediately and not do it the other way around, not to learn the strategy first. So I like the way that we approach things here. So guys, if you're ready to work from the ground up and build your foundation with us in our step-by-step study plan, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in there now. Go through your study plan and then you'll have a chance to meet with Jessica to really fine-tune your score. And
we have recently made some additions to the course as well.
That's
the study
right.
plan is even stronger and more detailed now.
Yes.
And we've recently added two new bonuses.
Yes.
And there's a third practice test on the way.
You
so
got it.
The
you
course
got
is
it.
Just getting stronger and stronger.
Exactly. And we're listening to your feedback, guys. What you need, we're adding it to the course if we believe that it makes sense for your score. And, you know, it was just getting better and better. Those testimonials are building up. We've got huge numbers of students that have now gone through and gotten the score they need. So guys, come on over and join the crowd.
And join our Facebook group. It's so dynamic and vibrant. There are new posts every day. Students are getting special tips just for them every day, like forming study groups with people in Brazil, Russia, Saudi Arabia. Like, it's all over the world. It's awesome.
That's so cool. All right. Very cool. Jessica, thanks for hanging out. This has been excellent as always.
Awesome. Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good day.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.